Every day's a good day. Stop wishing. Every day's a chance to drift away. Drift away. Every day's a good day for fishing.
Get to know the right rod, reel and skill for your next fishing trip. Keep up to date with what's biting and where right around the EP by listening to What's Catching On Air. Cast off with the Eyre Peninsula's 5CC and Tackle World Port Lincoln.
Shane joining us for another edition of What's Catching On Air. Now, Shane, still a bit blowy, let's be honest, but every now and then there's a couple of good days and you can get out and really get stuck in, can't you?
Yeah, so there's some really good fish getting around. The tuna is there pretty much everywhere now, so you can find them on most of the spots all around the whole peninsula, pretty much.
Bloody hell, that was quick, eh?
Yeah, it didn't take long. They're only small. They're not real massive ones, but look, the bigger fish, all we need is a few real good days and that'll bring them up and bring them in.
Yeah, for sure. I heard that there's a few snapper being spotted and caught, unfortunately, around the EP at the moment, huh?
Yeah, there's some massive numbers of snapper being caught from Whyalla all the way down and around the west coast there. Some people fishing for Nanigai on the west coast, they can't get away from snapper.
That's fantastic.
Look, it is good, but yeah, there's come back and hopefully this ban can be over a little bit quicker than what they say, because there's a lot of snapper being caught, they've been put back, and especially in the deeper water, they're prone to barra trauma. Yep. If you haven't got a release weight, a lot of those fish are just going to die. Swim bladder blows up, and they can't swim down, and they just float off, and it's a real sad sight to see. And unfortunately, there's a lot of snapper being thrown back, and that's what's happening to them.
Out west, the offshore tuna are rocking and rolling out there, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. Pretty much from Flinders Island and Ward Island off Elliston, and all the way up to Sojourner, there's tuna on just about every ground out there. Some are riding close too in a few areas. So they're averaging around that 8 to 15 kilo, but I've heard of the odd fish off Streaky there to about 18 kilo. So there's some decent ones around, but I think they're pretty few and far between, those big ones.
Just got to be lucky.
You do, but they'll be around, I'd say by January, there should be some good-sized fish getting around.
Perfect. What else is out there?
There's Nanigai, Blue Morwong, a few Samson fish being pulled in off those deeper grounds, along with snapper in some spots. The jetty off Elliston, that's got some big garfish, tommies and squid. Most of the beaches in around Elliston, they're fairly reliable for salmon to some degree, and there's also bronze whaler sharks and gummy sharks off those surf beaches as well.
Yeah, sick. Certainly a fair bit to get stuck into.
There is, yeah, there's plenty out there.
Coffins, how's the bays looking? Usual tricks?
Yeah, in the bays, you've got all the usual suspects there. You've got tommy, salmon trout, garfish, snook, a few whiting, quite a few snook. You want to troll some diving minnows behind your boat. They're the ones to go, and there's quite a few snook in there, and some people are doing really well on them.
Bloody love these summer months. They're so good. Farm Beach, that's usually pretty consistent. How's she looking at the moment?
Look, it's slowed down a little bit, but there's still some decent bags of whiting being reported out there. It's just not as fast and hectic, and you might have to move around a bit. Look, use a bit of burley out there, some crushed pilchards, that really fires them up when they're a bit slow. But there's also some garfish, really good ones, the odd flathead, salmon trout, there's a few squid, there's gummy sharks and bronze whaler sharks all in around that area as well.
And Coles Point, Unanagi, Blue Morwong, they're still out there?
Yeah, there's some really good ones being caught there, and just on little jigs, little Shimano Baku jigs, they call them.
Okay.
Yeah, we sell lots of them. Really popular for Unanagi, and yeah, they love them.
Sweet. And if you're heading a bit further out, what are you looking for?
Out off Point Sir Isaac, you've pretty much all got the same sort of stuff off the bottom, but you can also add in some kingfish, Samson fish, sharks, and the tuna. All those islands and grounds out there, they should all have them out there as well. So there's been a few caught out there, and you'd really expect to see it fire up from here.
Yeah, sweet. Salmon, they'll be starting to really quieten down now, hey?
Yeah, so we're coming into those, like the water's starting to heat up now. So the salmon are definitely slowing down a bit. Off Coffins there. They'll still be around. I think your best time to go and chase them is going to be early morning when we've got these big tides, and that seems to be a bit of a summer thing. So the those bigger tides in the morning, the salmon seem to bite better early in the morning there, but most people are fishing later in the day for them, and by the time they get out fishing, the salmon are all well and truly gone.
Yep.
Look, I've really only heard of salmon from Greenlee Beach in that area, but look, all the beaches in there should be worth having a look at.
Get up at dawn, go for your life.
Yeah, go for for it.
Port Lincoln, how are the jetties going?
Really good. So we've got some really nice squid. There's some good whiting as well, especially off the town jetty and the main wharf. Garfish, tommies and snook as well. So that sort of rounds that off. Early mornings, late afternoons are the best time. And there's a few other rock areas that are doing pretty good for those sort of fish as well, mainly around Curtin Point area.
Okay. What about for the marina?
Brim in the marina, quite a lot of them. If you want to catch them, there's, get some soft plastics and away you go.
Yeah, sweet. Go out, check some Chrissy lights, go and catch a few brim.
Yeah, yeah.
Two birds, one stone. If you're hunting crabs, whereabouts should you be going?
I can't actually tell you because the people that are getting some really good numbers of crabs at the moment, they're not telling me anything.
Ooh.
So there's secret spots out there, but I'm sure if you know the main areas, I'm sure you're going to find them.
Yes, but
so just fish at the right time. So at the moment, the mornings are going to be the best. So you got big tides, a lot of current, and that should get the, you know, wherever you put your pots, you should get a few. But there's some nice ones. Some of the guys that are catching the crabs are getting 6 or 8 nice big blueies. So just give it a go, and don't get too many. You know, like early in the year, if they get hammered too much early in the season, it sort of mucks it up for the rest.
Too right. And if you were saturating your whiting or your garfish, are they doing all right along the North Shore there?
Yep, they're pretty much right throughout the whole bays, all through the whole system there. And okay. Look, you'll find them along the North Shore, in around Sporting Cove, Boston Island as well, Grantham Island, and also in the proper. Yeah, there's some decent catches of those as well.
Yeah, sweet. And what else are we seeing throughout the bays?
Tommies, garfish, squid as well. So there's, you know, bit of a mixture.
Yeah, cool. And if you're heading a bit further out, how's this all going?
That's good. One of my favourite spots this time of the year. It's pretty hard not to catch a decent feed of whiting down there and decent ones. I know the guys that have been going down there have been doing pretty good.
Yeah, cool. And if you're a bit further out towards, say, the Cabbage Patch or something like that, the tuna are certainly there. You've just got to be lucky to try and hook onto a big one.
Yeah, look, I've been told there's a stack of tuna sitting on the Cabbage Patch at the moment. So, and I would also be having a look at down at Liggy Island. Okay. They would certainly be there as well. Williams Island, Low Rocks, South Rock, just south of the bottom end of Thistle Island would also be worth a crack. And, anywhere else that's out there, definitely worth having a look at.
Yeah, sweet. And for those that are planning on going out, what would you recommend to try and, you know, make the most of it?
Some of the best lures that have just proven year after year, the Xerix Speed Donkeys, they just catch fish. They just, well, and then you got the Hauko Laser Pro, the TNT colour. It's a silver and metallic red one, and that just seems to just absolutely nails the tuna. That Perfect. Just works time and time again. And if you got those lures, you're pretty much going to come home with a fish or two.
And what else have you got sort of along the reefy bottom?
Look, you got Nanigai, Blue Morong, you got sharks. You might find some kingfish and also some Samsons as well.
Yeah, sweet. And I'm thinking a lot of people have probably not heeded your advice and have been gone chasing the salmon a bit too late in the day around Sleaford there.
Well, that seems to be a bit of a funny spot there. So they seem to bite any time of the day down there. But yeah, I would still definitely look at, if you find some nice gutters and you're not finding the schools, early morning would be another good time to have a look at. I haven't heard of a lot of fish down there at all. So okay. It's not to say that they're not there, but we just haven't really heard of too many people going down there for a fish.
Yeah, fair enough. I suppose everyone's got tuna on the mind.
Yeah.
And for Tumby Bay, how are their fishes going inshore?
Really good for garfish. There's some excellent garfish, not too far from shore at all. You can just row out or grab a kayak and you can get some really good garfish. Fishing close. Also some whiting, squid and snook. So yes. There's a bit of a mixture there.
What's going on at the group?
Excellent whiting fishing. There's also some big trevally there in some spots. Snook and squid. And most areas are fishing pretty good.
And the yellowfin, they'd be in now as well, hey?
There's heaps of them. Really good numbers being caught there, both on little surface lures and also on.
What about Port Nealano Bay?
Once again, the yellowfin whiting off all those beaches there. The jetties are pretty good for squid, snook, tommies and a few garfish. And the bait fishers, they're getting some nice whiting, garfish, snook and some big squid as well.
Yeah, cool. Well, it's the last What's Catching on Air before we hit Christmas, terrifyingly. Where's the year gone?
I know. It's ripped past us.
Well, there's a couple of great Chrissy ideas in your summer sale catalogue. Hey, the Yeti range. People are going gangbusters over this thing.
Yeah, yeah. This is probably one of the hottest products we've got in the store at the moment. It's we're selling a stack of this stuff. It is all good quality gear. So you pay a little bit more and you're going to get something that lasts. And that's all your drinkware and your Eskies. The Eskies are not cheap, but they once you buy one, you won't have to buy another one again. And the ice retention in those Eskies is extreme.
Yeah, rad.
Very good. And look, everything, all that stuff sells. And yeah, if you want the hottest coffee or the coldest beer, have a look at the Yeti gear because it is awesome.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere and you're talking my language, mate. you've also got a bunch of great apparel in there as well. Tell us about those.
Yeah, so we've just finally got in our new Tackle World shirts, the fish print ones. There's some awesome ones there, some real good designs. The tuna one is just, that's walking out the door, that one. And surprisingly, the Barramundi. So I didn't think that one would be that popular, but very popular, the Barramundi one. We're going to run out of those. But yeah, plenty of the tuna ones in store. The old Tackle World shirts, there's a very few of those left now. They're all $39. We've got the Shimano Vantage shirts.
Yep.
They're $59 with the sun buff, which you put over your face.
So those things are bloody good.
We've got all the Daiwa sunglasses, very popular as well, and the Salty Crew gear. That is hugely popular. And once again, we're running out of that.
I'm surprised you've even got some stock left, to be
honest.
Yeah,
we're running out of that. So the Shark one, that is just such a popular shirt at the moment. And yeah, if you want to get some of that, I wouldn't wait too long.
Fair enough. So where can we come and find you, mate?
We're on 16 to 18 Hallett Place, right across from Centenary Footy Oval.
You beauty. And of course, we'll catch up again early in the new year. We'll catch up with you on the 6th of Jan.
Yeah, yep, yep. We're open every day other than Christmas Day, and yep.
You've got to have a break at some stage, mate. There's tuna to be caught. Yeah. I suppose that's what Christmas Day is for, right? You're gonna send me a text and be like, well, turns out there's an 80 kilo tuna in my house. But you know, it was a good day out. Well, thanks so much for chatting, Shane. We'll catch you next year.
Thanks, Ben. We'll see you next year.